With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. By a 6-3 vote, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down Louisiana's second majority black congressional district in a decision that could open the door for Republican-led states to eliminate black and Latino electoral districts that tend to favor Democrats and affect the balance of power in Congress. Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock says America just took a step backward.
This Trump Supreme Court just threw out the protections that were earned by the civil rights movement. Those who bled, who fought, and who died so that people might have a voice. So that the people might have a voice in their own house.
Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito wrote that allowing race to play any part in government decision-making represents a departure from the constitutional rule that applies in almost every other context. Mexican officials have been charged with importing massive quantities of drugs into the U.S.
The U.S. government has charged the governor of Sinaloa and 9 other current and former Mexican officials with drug trafficking and weapons offenses in a federal indictment in New York. The charges were announced Wednesday in a news release from federal officials. Those charged in court papers unsealed in Manhattan federal court are current and former government or law enforcement officials in Sinaloa. Authorities said they have played essential roles in helping the Sinaloa drug cartel ship fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, and methamphetamine from Mexico into the U.S. Julie Walker, New York.
Jerome Powell plans to remain on the board of the Federal Reserve after his term as chair ends next month for an undetermined period of time. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 280 points, the NASDAQ rose 9. This is SRN News. Young Americans weigh in on marriage and family.
A new poll from the Barna Group finds 78% of Generation Z and 73% of millennials say they want to get married someday, but not today. Despite their aspirations, young adults are getting married later and later in life, or not at all. The survey also reveals most young people do not connect marriage with child rearing. A majority see no reason to have kids after getting married, nor do they see a problem with having children without marriage. Michael Harrington reporting.
Police in Toronto are investigating a pair of incidents that have rattled the city's Jewish community. In one case, a man punched a father who was taking his son to worship services outside a synagogue. In the other, someone broke a window in a store in Toronto's predominantly Jewish quarter. The United Jewish Appeal says as these incidents become more normalized, they erode public safety and our way of life as Canadians. This is SRN News. Stocks in mixed, still close to record levels.
Stocks mostly held near their record highs on Wall Street despite another jump in crude oil prices. The S&P 500 edged down by less than 0.1%. Solid profit reports from some big companies helped the stock market limit its losses. Starbucks and Visa each rose more than 8%. The Dow dropped 280 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite inched up less than 0.1%. The price for a barrel of Brent crude for delivery in July jumped almost 6%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Elon Musk took the stand for the second day Wednesday in the landmark trial that pits the world's richest person against Sam Altman, a fellow OpenAI co-founder he accuses of betraying promises to keep the company as a nonprofit dedicated to humanity's benefit. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.